Hello and welcome to another episode of the CG Garage. This is episode number 139, featuring Jason Bergeron and Fabio Palvini, who are the guys behind a D2 conference in Vienna that we just came back from a couple of weeks ago. It is a really interesting conference, a really great conference. I really enjoyed it. It's about the right size where it still is fairly big but still intimate. They're really sort of centered around the ArcViz community, and they do a really good job of keeping that focus. It's also the place where Jeff Muddle of CG Architect does his award ceremony, the CG Architect Award, which is now very, very popular in that community. And we're really happy to see that happen there. But it was also one of the places that we decided was the perfect place for us to make our announcement of the acquisition of Render Legions and the makers of Corona. I think that that's the community that really needed to hear that news first, and so we were glad to be able to bring it there. Shocked a lot of people. It was kind of like a big bomb drop in that area, but it was really kind of a big news. And I think people are now really sort of coming around to understanding the benefits of that's going to offer for everyone. I'm really happy to be able to talk to Jason and Fabio. Those guys are very, very well motivated in terms of what they're doing. The venue was a lot of fun. Being there was a lot of fun, and I really hope to be back next year. It was really, really cool. So the podcast is actually very short. The reason it's short is because I didn't really know that I was going to have time to do a podcast with them. I actually recorded five podcasts while I was there. So you'll be hearing several of them from that time. But they were so busy, and somehow we managed to find a short amount of time where you could talk. So this one is an extra short podcast. I think it's under 25 minutes or something like that. But you guys will be able to do it. And I have had some ridiculously long podcasts with Dan Thrawn, like 2.5+ hours. So this will make up for the super long podcast. It'll average itself out, right? It was really great to talk to them. We kept it very short and sweet and to the point, and hopefully you guys will enjoy listening to it and be inspired to go to D2 next year, because I think it's really worth it. If you're in that community, I think it's one of the better things to attend. In terms of other announcements, coming up in about a week from when this comes out, I will be flying out to Portugal for another conference. I will be going to THU, and a lot of you who are longtime podcast listeners know exactly what THU is, but it's a conference that happens in Portugal. It's called Trojan Horse Was a Unicorn. Yes, it's a crazy name, but it's one of my favorite conferences in terms of creative inspiration, really centered around creativity and not so much about technology, which is really awesome. And it's really kind of nice to see those types of talks there. Not only am I going to be attending this year, but I'm also going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking about the Wikihuman project, which is kind of cool. And I got some new stuff to show on that, maybe a couple of announcements. I will also be helping out a lot. I'll be doing a lot of interviews while I'm there. So I will keep you posted and let you know what's going on. You can always remember to follow us to find out what's going on. If you're on Twitter, or even if you're not on Twitter, you can still just go there and look it up. You can follow us @CG_labs. That's all the labs announcements that are happening. So I will be putting stuff up there. We also, for the podcast stuff that will be going on, we have a Facebook page. So facebook.com/CG Garage Podcast, all one word. Of course, you can always just go to our website, labs.chaosgroup.com, for any other stuff that's going on. If you have any questions or comments, just go ahead and shout them out. Put comment section up on the site for a reason, and it seems to be well used. And don't forget, if you guys are listeners of the podcast and enjoy it, please share it with other people. We'd love to be able to get the word out so that we have a nice, diverse group of people listening. And you can always rate us on iTunes. So go to if you're listening to on iTunes, and I know a lot of you are, just go to the iTunes store and rate us, write a review. It would be nice. And that's about it. All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast with the D2 guys, Jason and Fabio.
Welcome to another CG Garage, where the Chaos Group talks. You'll know it's over when the last bucket drops. We're gonna fire off rays In high dynamic range, we know that ambient occlusion is passé. Global illumination won't lead you astray. And while image-based lighting is really swell, you need to make sure everything has Fresnel.
This is my first D2 conference, but you guys said you've grown quite a bit, right? When it was started, it was about 80 people, and now we're close to 300, right?
I think the first year it was the D2, 2014.
Right.
It was, I think, 85 people total.
Right.
And that's including sponsors and speakers and everything. That was,
right.
I think their attendee, like registered attendees, was like 50.
And okay. And how, and was it at this venue that you guys did it?
It was at a different venue.
Right. Because this venue, you're like, it's almost the perfect size for the amount of people you have now. So you have to, if you're going to keep it this size, this is about as much as you can do. Right. If you think about it.
I don't know. We got plans to expand a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't really disclose that much.
Sure.
But we would really like to retain the place because of the atmosphere and everything that, you know.
It works really well.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
And it's a hard decision, though.
Yeah.
This kind of, it's a little bit tricky.
Right.
Because the bigger it is, the less familiar it is.
Yeah.
And one of the nice things about it, and what we always tried to do, was to keep it where people really can talk to each other and you can talk to the speakers and it doesn't feel like a huge mass, a massive crowd.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think if you do it right, it's just a matter of planning it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it's the right idea. Now let's get a little bit, behind your background. So what was your background and what inspired you guys to do this conference specifically?
Okay, so probably I'll take this one. Okay,
first, you can go first.
Yeah, when I moved here, I was not able to get a job, and that's mainly because of, you know, my poor German. I could not speak it back then.
Right.
So I had to hack the system and try to find something to do.
Uh-huh.
So I came up with this idea of organizing workshops. Uh-huh. I had a very...
Where are you? You're so that people know, Fabio is obviously...
I'm Fabio, yes. And I'm the Italian guy.
The Italian guy, yeah.
and so what happened is that I started this project on Facebook. I built a community that grew very quickly to 20,000 units.
Uh-huh.
And actually we were collaborating a lot with Chaos Group. Mm-hmm. It was called 3D Dreaming.
Uh-huh.
And we were organizing a lot of workshops. They helped us. Mm-hmm. We helped them spreading, you know, news about mainly V-Ray for Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to come up with something a little bit bigger and better, especially because I wanted to go in the field of visualization myself and mm-hmm. I could not get a job.
Yeah.
This was an event that we did in collaboration with other partners. Then for the, it was quite successful, about 60 people in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
That collaboration was not that successful. So I kind of had to take whatever it was that I built and choose other partners to keep on growing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the way I met Jason was through the first event.
Okay.
I was an attendee at that event.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
What happened is that when Jason told me his story, because was very similar to mine, I said, this guy is going to get shit done.
Right, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, well, that's the funny part, yeah. Actually, is when you're telling your story about how you, what you problems you had,
right.
It's exactly the same for me.
Right.
My wife's Austrian. We moved to Austria.
Right.
I'm an architect.
Yeah, you're originally from the U.S.
Yeah, right. From the south, so from Mississippi, Arkansas, this area, you know. So,
right.
And so we moved here, and the same problem, I didn't speak German.
Right.
It was horrible. I thought, I'll get a job as an architect.
Right.
It's not possible if you don't speak German.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Right.
And so I found a job through some friends or whatever with a viz company here,
right,
in Austria. And actually, the guy, the owner's here at the place. And so
okay.
we remained friends. But that really showed me, I thought, this is something, I really like this. It's the pace of it, you know, the projects and so on.
Right.
So that kind of got me started into it. And then, like Fabio said, later on, you know, I went to that conference, and the funny thing is I went because Eric DeBroche was going to be there.
Okay.
So actually I saw that he was going to go, and I said, okay, I'm going to go to this. Yeah. So,
right.
Which is actually probably it's another question, but it's like the connections I got out of this conference. Yeah. It's amazing.
Right.
But so
actually this is probably something that we should really make clear. We started the event with the idea to say, okay, we are doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and maybe with the conference we can make a little bit more money.
Right.
And it did start as that kind of venture. But right. Actually what we learned is that in making this stuff, there is very little money and there is a lot of work.
Right.
But the type of connections that you get out of this are extremely useful.
Right.
For instance, little did he know that he went to the first event to meet Eric Debroche, and mm-hmm. then they ended up working together.
Right.
Yeah, so I work like at Luxagon now. Right. So, and we started with two other guys, Vienna, the Luxagon Vienna office. So,
oh, that's awesome.
But that's actually, I think, the cool thing about the conference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That never would have happened if I didn't meet him and become friends with him, because
that's the whole point, right?
Yeah. I guess the thing is actually that you have to do good work, of course. This is a thing. But you also need to know the people. And they need to know you and how they feel about you. Because even if you're not the strongest artist, if they have a good feeling about you,
right?
Yes,
they can trust you and they say, okay, we can figure out that part of it. We can teach you. We can, you will learn how to do that thing.
Right.
So it's not always like you have to be the absolute best, you know?
Right.
And I'm saying this because I feel like I'm an example of that, because I never felt like I was like a really amazing artist or anything. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I can do it.
Right.
And I can do it for a company which is well known, which actually still surprises me a little bit, I have to say. Because but it's nice. This is one great thing about the conference,
right? And so,
conferences in general. But ours, we try really to focus on that.
Know? Well, that's I think is a fundamental part of conferences, right? Is the connections you make. But the successful conferences are the ones that are able to enable that as well as possible, right? And like you said, you keep the size at a certain area and you create geographic opportunities such as the backyard area, et cetera, to make that happen. What I also like about this venue is the fact that the theater is wide as opposed to deep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
it's really
which is
cool.
Kind of nice, because basically you only have about like seven rows, but you really wide rows. So that made everyone is kind of close to the screen in some way. Right.
Yeah. It's pretty intimate actually.
Right. For to be able to hold 300 people, it's actually pretty intimate.
And if you notice, I don't know, on the sides, there are those curtains pulled.
Right.
Well, if they pulled those back, you could put, I think, 450 seats inside.
That's amazing.
The problem is you're then on the side.
Right.
Which works for like a theater play.
But it doesn't work for a screen.
Yeah. Which we thought about. It's like, well, we could probably, fill it up. But then what do you do with the people? Yeah, so.
Right.
But so we want it to stay like that. But, the point is that you could, I guess, in the same venue, get bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, it was pretty cool. I also noticed you guys are live streaming a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. So tell me a little bit about the live streaming.
Well, actually, that was something that came. We were planning to do it ourselves using, our own means.
Right.
But then because we are so open, we just look into ways of like starting collaborations all the time.
Right.
And if people come to us and want to have a conversation with us, we're actually very open to that.
Right.
And this is what happened with Florian Frey, which is, he's collaborating with the, what is it called?
It's the International VR Photography Association.
Yes, Association.
Okay.
They have a conference every year somewhere in the world.
Okay.
And it was in Vienna this year in June.
And he just said, I'll try to do the live stream. You let me in so that we can start a conversation about possible cooperations.
That's awesome.
And I would say from the amount of work that he had to do, he's probably one of our main sponsors. We could, for the amount of what that was worth to us.
Yeah. So. But it was obviously really great. And obviously the content is so focused on architecture visualization, which is really great. And something that's very important to us as as a company. And that is specifically why we decided to be a sponsor, or one of your main sponsors in this event. We also knew that based on the announcement we had, that we had to sit on it specifically and wait till we came, because we've had this information for a little bit of time and we knew it's like, what, and then we saw this opportunity. It's like, no, this is where we're going to go. This is the place to do it. It's the right audience. It's the right thing. And then the fact that you guys are live streaming, it is even better. I'm really, really happy that we were able to do that. I don't know what you guys think about us doing an announcement of that
scale. I think this was a tsunami. Like, literally, I woke up to 150 notifications, something right. like messages of people asking me, what is this going to mean?
Right.
Also because, little disclosure, I work for V-Ray for C4D.
Right.
We implement your engine inside Cinema 4D. And there was a lot of curiosity.
Right.
And actually, there is a lot that is still not clear to us.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And, you know, it gets me excited. First of all, because I trust Chaos Group more than any other company in the field.
Right.
You can just see the track record of things that they have developed and put on the market in comparison to other companies, which we are not going to mention.
Right.
And, you know, it gets me excited. It really does, you
right.
know, because, I mean, V-Ray has always been there. And there was, you know, other choice, but all the time we were always falling back to V-Ray.
Uh-huh.
And the reason for that is that the development has been continuous and the reliability was just always there, you know.
Right.
And also, this is also showed by the commitment that they make to the community by always being there at events, you know, by always being there trying to push new things, trying to show new stuff,
right,
which for us as event organizers was extremely important.
Right. I think it's nice that it was here. I think it was, you know, all I know there was a the other thing that was nice is there's a lot of familiar faces, right? There's a lot of people I know in the industry who are here and that are all in one room,
yeah.
which is also nice because this is a big destination for the ArcViz community. They're all in one room and suddenly there's like all the people that I want to talk to right now, I'm about
exactly.
to present all yeah. of them this information
yeah.
in
yeah.
person. And so now we can do this and this is the right conference.
But
for that.
You know, let me yeah. just say something that connects to them. In the very first, the very second edition that we did, which was probably in proportion to our background and the activities that we
let
were
me
doing.
Guess, you're going to say something about Jeff.
No.
Okay.
The edition,
okay, I'll say something about it.
Okay. The edition that we did in
let him finish his point.
In 2015, where we brought Mir and it was a very good, successful year. We had, I think, about 100 and...
Yeah, I think we had 170 total.
Right.
Okay. Which is a second
big
year.
Jump from, yeah. Big yeah. jump from 80.
Yeah. Incredible.
Doubled it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is that edition, I talked to 13 people that told me that they got a job because of that event.
That's awesome.
It is awesome because, you know, you really are bringing everybody and you give a chance to everybody to have a conversation about possible employment, you know,
right.
Which for us, it's very important because, you know, we don't really put constraint into the type of relationship that you can have and type of discussions that you can have because mm-hmm. there are some events where you are not allowed to go and scout for talents.
Interesting, yeah.
We keep everything open. The conversation,
sure.
it's open, and
yep.
people make the best out of this situation, yeah. And for us, this is very important.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry because I have no voice. I'm the one screaming.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. I know that you guys have limited time, and it's amazing that you guys could dedicate some time to this because I want to make sure I'll do it.
Our
so
pleasure.
This will be a shorter podcast, and that's fine. But I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity. And if any time you guys give me, I appreciate it. So what were you going to say about Jeff?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say was I thought he was going down that route because what it was the first when it was D2.
Mm-hmm.
I remember saying to Fabio once, yeah, have you ever thought about talking to Jeff Model, you know, from CG
right.
Architect? Because I was a member of CG Architect for a long time, years, mm-hmm. you know, and And I just thought that would be perfect. And he said, yeah, you know, I've tried to contact
him before. I remember. You know the sign of when you like send a Facebook friendship invitation to somebody and they don't answer? And I felt like in limbo for so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been trying to talk to this guy for like already two
years. So then from that, he was like, okay, I'm going to try again. I'm going to write him an email or something. And he responded pretty fast, actually. Yeah. It was funny because from that's kind of went from there, and he was really helpful. I mean, that's why I'm bringing it up, because he's been our like official media partner from the beginning.
Yeah, right.
And at the beginning, he ran ads for us, which were worth honestly a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he would buy the ads. This was extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of traffic, I would say. I can't say it's, you know, he's got a worldwide reach. So, mm-hmm. but we didn't see a lot of, it was mostly European. And of course the second year, but then it started to get spreading out. We have Americans, we have Mexican, there's a Mexican guy here. I think he came from Mexico, you know, and
Australian.
Yeah, it's, and it's spread out. And I think it's partially due to his network.
Right.
And this was really helpful to us. And we're like eternally grateful to him for that.
Right.
The cool thing is, though, is that we don't have to do the ads anymore.
Right.
The last 2 years we didn't have to do
that. So you guys are in good shape. I think it's really interesting as well, since you obviously have grown and you've seen a growth, and curious what you guys have seen as trends in the architecture and ArcViz world based on this event. Like, how have you seen trends or differences or what ways that things are going?
Yeah, actually, okay, maybe one thing that I could say is that we do certainly see trends, but actually this conference also gives us an idea already for the next year in which direction we should probably start looking to kind of like predict the things that are happening in the field. And of course, you know, you see a lot of like VR and all that kind of real-time stuff that mm-hmm. it's happening. But you also see how people, in order to reinvent themselves using their own skills, how they manage to expand or diversify their type of business, what they do professionally
right.
to survive in this industry.
Right.
Which is actually, it's becoming a little bit also our responsibility to feed in terms of like community with new inputs so that these people can go home and start working on probably possible new ventures for their own businesses.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you see a lot of offices that started with ArcViz and then started to overlap with graphic design, motion design,
mm-hmm.
All this kind of stuff. And eventually you also see them working very successfully in not only diversifying these kind of things, but also overlapping them
right.
and offering a more complete product to their clients.
Okay.
So say, for instance, Uniform, it's a very good example for this year's.
Right.
Or, I don't know, Squint Opera.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what I notice is that just working in the field myself is that the level of quality has gone up so much from there's just so many more people who can reach that level of quality,
right?
Like the high quality.
Yeah.
If you were 10 years ago, it was not like that. I mean, you had, you know, there were certain people who could reach this high quality.
Yep.
And you didn't really have to worry. Those people didn't really have to worry too much about other, you know, it was because it was a lot of work and you had to do it in a certain way to get this result.
Right.
But now it's not like that anymore. And I think you have to really think more about how do you set yourself apart from the other people.
Right.
It's not always going to be the quality of the image. It's got to be there's something you're offering service-wise or maybe your eye for things, what your background is maybe.
Right.
Of course, the style. If you have a specific style, that's also good.
Right.
But even that sometimes is not as important anymore because there's also this shift from this more kind of artistic style to a much more like realism.
Right.
I see this too. Mm-hmm. And like clients used to be like, fine. They were like, okay, this is the style I'm going to get. And then, but then they're like, well, you can actually make it look like a photograph. I want the photograph because that's easier to sell. So that's another thing I always was seeing lately or last few years.
But I think you're right. I think that the general issue of photorealism is, and this is, I mentioned this with Jeff a couple of times, he's been on the podcast a few times, but by the way, we're talking about Jeff Muddle. So just so most people know, photorealism is in a way solved, right? In a lot of ways. So that's something that I think is good. But it also means that you have to do something that's not just about photorealism anymore. You have to offer a new thing, a new cinematic experience, bring new blood to the industry, do new different things. So I think that's definitely something that I'm seeing. I love the idea of the Archivist community sort of going beyond the settings, right? Yeah. It's like my settings are better than your settings. It's the same argument as my rendering engine is better than your rendering engine. Let's just stop that conversation and go on to like what is making you a better overall person or creator or unique or something. And it's really nice to see that, right?
Well, you know, for once, one of the biggest issues is that what you realize at events like this is that people always look for inspiration and for ways to improve their work, looking exactly at the same things as all the others.
Right.
And this is what we are trying to do for the D2 conference. We bring people where normally other artists would not look at,
right,
to try and light that spark, like Thomas Dubois said,
right?
You know, where you actually see something, you get an input that it's totally different from anything else that you are usually looking at,
right?
And something inside of you clicks, and then you go home and you say, okay, maybe I could do it myself, go in that direction and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then you'll develop a skill in that direction. You will have a baggage of skills already. You'll mix them up and you'll be able to come up with a better service and a better experience for your clients.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
No, I think that's brilliant. I love it. I know you guys are short on time. I don't want to take too much more of your time because...
I think we have 5 more minutes.
Okay, 5 more minutes, which is the perfect amount of time for people to learn where to reach you guys, how to find out about next year and all those other things. So what do you guys want to do? You want to talk a little bit about that? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I would say the main source of information from us is the Facebook page.
Okay.
Honestly, we use that the most probably.
Right.
And that's D2 Conferences on Facebook.
Okay.
And our website's vienna.d2conferences.com. It always says the most recent year for the event. So it's always like that.
Okay.
That's probably the, I don't know, where everything is.
This is about the conference. If you want to find out more about me personally, I mean, you can find everything about me because I basically share my entire life online.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I do tutorials for V-Ray, for Cinema 4D. I have a podcast myself, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, just Google my name and you'll find me. Okay. My name is Fabio Palvelli.
Okay.
I am not a YouTuber. Yeah. You cannot find that much information.
Which is fine. I go around with my name written on my cap.
Fabio, I love it.
You should probably take a snapshot of this.
Well, cool. Yeah, we will, because we're going to take a Polaroid. But that's great to know that. And then you guys are planning already for next year, I'm assuming, or starting to?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a funny thing always. The funny thing is always about a week before the event every year, we start talking about, okay, so next year. And we're like, oh, let's just wait. let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. So I think it's good to see that. So thanks so much, guys. Let's take the last few minutes to go downstairs and take a Polaroid. And I appreciate your time. All right,
thank you
so much.
Thank you very much for having us.